Chapter 2. Polonius. If Emerson was correct that an institution is the lengthened shadow of a man, then the shadow caster of the House of Morgan was Junius Spencer Morgan. Pounded into his son Pierpont, his precepts codified Morgan philosophy for a century. He was a fuss-budget father, fretting over son and bank, a figure so massive and willful that only his son, retrospectively, could reduce him to merely the father of J. Pierpont Morgan. As one journalist said, the Morgans always believed in absolute monarchy. While Junius Morgan lived, he ruled the family and the business, his son and his partners. Until Junius died in 1890, his massive shadow dominated his son's life. Junius was cool and steady, and seldom showed his hand. He had a dry wit and a genial manner, and employed iron discipline. His friend George Smalley praised his grave, strong beauty, and his eyes full of light, but noticed the face ended in an immovable jaw, all will. Sometimes the stone facade broke down, but imperceptibly. Once or twice I have seen him angry, and he showed his anger by a sudden restraint of speech and of manner. That was as far as Junius betrayed emotion. Where George Peabody bore the scars of early poverty, Junius Morgan had the smooth manners and poise of inherited wealth. Among the possessors of great American fortunes, the Morgans boasted a uniquely pampered lineage. They didn't claw their way up from poverty or legitimize a bloody frontier fortune with later respectability. By the early 19th century, they were well-to-do, enjoying a cushion of security generations thick. Affluent and well-bred, they weren't rejected by European aristocracy, as were the Vanderbilts. One finds it hard to track down those poor, benighted Morgans whose early suffering made later wealth glorious. By no accident, the family produced defenders of the social order, whose vices sprang from too much comfort and too little exposure to ordinary human misery. The first Morgan in America was Miles, who emigrated from Wales.